I would like to remind you of one thing, that Christmas is just a couple of weeks off, and a couple of niggas still look good on the street, baby. I had a lot of people writing me, asking me about free. No more. I say no more because I did mail one of the LBJ. Why, I wasn't that jumping and having my book. I was just determined to just be a nigga in the White House. One more, come on. Get graduates. Get graduates. Get graduates. You know, when Dick first stood up, I passed him this note which says, you know, you have to jump out for Chicago. Which said, told him your flight has been canceled, you don't have to rush. So he was set to stay with us for a while, and then they handed him another note later on which says, the airport called back and said your flight is leaving on schedule. He just got disconnected. He can turn them on and off at will. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, he can turn them on and off at will. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, I'm very thankful that Dick has been able to come out with us tonight. As I said, he is a freedom fighter. You see him on the forefront of the battle line. And in this country, wherever a black man is, there is a battle line. Whether it's in the north, south, east, or west, you and I are living in a country that is a battle line for all of us. And tonight, I'm more than honored with the presence of a person who has been credited, who has been credited with being responsible for correcting the governmental system in an area of this earth where the system wasn't so good prior to the effort put forth by him. Many of you have heard of the island called Zanzibar. Zanzibar was famous for its headquarters as a slave trading post. In fact, many of us probably passed through there on our way to America 400 years ago. And it was on this island, sometime last year, I think it was, that the government was overturned. From the African element on the island got fed up. The government was overturned. From the African element on the island got fed up with the situation that existed, and overnight they did what was necessary to bring about a change. So today, Zanzibar is free. As soon as it got its freedom, it got together with Tanganyika, where President Nyerere is. And the combination of Zanzibar and Tanganyika recently became known as the Republic of Tanzania, two countries that united and are one of the most militant and uncompromising when it comes to the struggle for freedom for our people on the African continent, as well as over here, anywhere else in this earth. And when I was in Cairo for the Summit Conference, most of you know that my purpose for going there was to try and get the heads of the African states to realize that they had 22 million brothers and sisters here in America who were catching hell. And that they could put forth a great effort and give us a boost that they would let the world know that they were on our side and with us in our struggle against this racism that we've been victimized by in this country for so long. And the press tried to make it appear that the African countries, the African heads of state, were in no way concerned with the plight of the Afro-Americans. But at that conference, toward the end of it, all of the African heads of state got together, and they did pass a resolution sorely condemning the continued practice of racism against the Afro-Americans in this country, and sorely supporting the struggle of the 22 million Afro-Americans in this midst of racism against the Afro-Americans in this country, and sorely supporting the struggle of the 22 million Afro-Americans in this country for in our effort toward human rights. And I'm proud to state that the one who was responsible for bringing that resolution forth and getting it agreed upon by the other African heads of state was probably the last one that you and I would expect to do it because of the image that he's been given in this country. But the one who came forth and suggested that the African Summit Conference pass a resolution thoroughly condemning the mistreatment of Afro-Americans in America and also thoroughly supporting the freedom struggle for human rights of our people in this country was President Julius Nyerere. Julius Nyerere, I was honored to spend 3 hours with him when I was in Tanganyika in Dar es Salaam, which is now Tanzania. And it was shortly before this was just became known as Tanzania. I was also able to stay there, I think, for about 7 days. And just before this took place, the one who made it possible for me to see him is with us here tonight. When the revolution took place on Zanzibar, you and I read about it in this country. They tried to make it appear that it was something that was Chinese or Soviet or everything but what it was. They tried to, again, build that image that would make you and me react to it negatively. And the one whom the Western press said was the guiding hand behind that successful revolution is with us on the platform tonight. I have the greatest honor to introduce to you at this time the Minister of Commerce from Tanzania, a man who is very closely associated with President Julius Nyerere, the one who is responsible for bringing freedom to the people on the island of Zanzibar and linking them to come up with Tanganyika and developing it into the Republic of Tanzania. He's known as Sheikh Abdulrahman Mohamed Babu. And before he comes forth, he just left a dinner with another very good friend of ours, and I say a very good friend of ours, and I want to point this out to you. I don't let anybody choose my friend, and you shouldn't let anybody choose your friend. You and I should practice the habit of weighing people and weighing situations and weighing groups and weighing governments for ourselves. And don't let somebody else tell us who our enemies should be and who our friends should be. I love a revolutionary. And one of the most revolutionary men in this country right now was going to come out here tonight along with our friend Sheikh Babu. But he thought better of it, but he did send this message. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters of Holland, I would have liked to have been with you and Brother Babu, but the actual conditions are not good for this meeting. Receive the warm salutations of the Cuban people, and especially those of Fidel, who remembers enthusiastically his visit to Harlem a few years ago. United we will win. This is from Jay Gravel. To hear that warm round of applause in return, because it lets the man know that he just is not in a position today to tell us who we should applaud for and who we shouldn't applaud for. And you don't see no anti-Castro Cubans around here. We eat them up. Let them go and fight the Ku Klux Klan or the White Citizens Council. Let them spend some of that energy getting their own house in order. Don't come up in Harlem and tell us who we should applaud for and shouldn't applaud for. Or there'll be some ex-anti-Castro Cubans. So, brothers and sisters, again at this time, a very good friend of mine, I'm honored to call him my friend, He treated me as a brother when I was in Dar es Salaam. I met his family, I met his children. They are wonderful. He's a family man. Most people don't think of revolutionaries as a family man. All you do is see him in his image on the battle line. But when you see him with his children and with his wife in that atmosphere at home, you realize that revolutionaries are human beings too. So here is a man who's not only a revolutionary, but he's a husband. Could be yours. He's a father. He could be yours. He's a brother. He could be yours. And I say he is ours. Take that.